I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land in which this podcast is being recorded, the Gunai Kurnai Nation. I pay my respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islanders, especially those listening here today. Welcome to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone, a lifestyle podcast that focuses on the outside of our zones as well as the inside of our homes. I'm your host, Alyssa Sutherland, designer, entrepreneur, self-development enthusiast, and your ultimate hype up sis. Come with me as I take you on an empowered and inspiring journey to build the life of your dreams. This is your safe space where you are supported, you are guided, and you know that you are more than capable of achieving everything you have always desired. So get comfortable with being uncomfortable, settle in for the ride. This is your life, and it's time to claim it. And claim it, we certainly are. Hello guys, welcome back to Catch Me Outside My Comfort Zone. I hope you are doing well on this beautiful new week. Today I thought I would spend some time with you talking about how things are going, where things are at, what's going on. Why am I in this glow up era is what I feel and what I feel called to call it. Because about a month ago, just over, I recorded an episode called How I Knew Things Needed to Change, or I also had a similar one at that time called You Aren't Meant to Have It All Together, and then another one like called Cut the Cord, and then another one like You Are Not a Number. And if we can see what was going on here, she wasn't really in her glowing era. She was pretty much in her healing, the beginning of a healing era, let's call it, the beginning of a detaching, letting go, making a void, and allowing the universe to fill it. That was the era we were in about a month ago. July for me just isn't a time. It just isn't a time for anyone, I feel. And there's some crazy energy that goes around the shifts every year. I feel so shaken. I hit breaking point and I was seriously so low about a month ago. But like I say, with all breakdowns leads to a breakthrough, and we then enter into beautiful Leo season, we enter into August, we have our amazing Lionsgate portal energy, which I know so many of you loved learning about that and manifesting and meditating around that time. So we sort of like started to like uplift from there, and now we are so close to spring, like literally this is the last week of winter. And so it's this refreshing energy that has entered, and it's making us feel ready for more, know that we are born for more, and it's that time of the year to start actually transitioning. It's like you have to let go of the winter blues and you have to let the space in for more fresh energy. So I feel in the past month I've really handled this low point that I was going through in a way that I'm really proud of, because I could have sombered in that and I could have just let that continue to seep into the rest of my life, into my work, into my business, into my relationships, my friendships, my family, everything. And when I get really low, and I know that everyone feels this way, you just want to isolate. I don't like to tell people, I don't like to put it on other people. I just like to just deal with it, which is not healthy. And for me to have gone through this period and actually be super transparent from the beginning with you guys when I wasn't feeling great, like I was umming and ahhing about whether to share episodes at that time because I just wasn't feeling 100%. And I'm sorry if that came through and if that was triggering or draining for you, but just know that like that was just me trying to be transparent and share that not everything is sunshine and rainbows as much as we all would love it to be. So moving on, I've really just like handled this time with grace with myself, and I've thought about what do I need to do to get my glow back? You know, what makes me feel like Alyssa? I had a bit of an identity moment and I was like, we need to come back to ourselves. and we need to do some practices to find her again. We cut off our hair. We just started again. We just started this natural feeling of, I want to be back in my own body. I want to be back in my own confident and feel good self, because that's when I can pour my best onto others and to really, yeah, be magnetic for the opportunities and for the things that I want. So we've moved through that, and I think this week, especially just gone, was the moment I realized, okay, I feel amazing, but the fact is everyone is saying so, and that just makes me realize I have shifted. I have totally changed, and I've got my glow back, because about 1,001 people said to me last week, oh my God, you are glowing. You are slaying. You are killing it. And I don't like to share that in a way of being like, oh my God, I am a fucking boss, because yeah, it doesn't happen just like that. But it was refreshing for me to be like, okay, I am fully magnetic right now. And I feel like, yes, I am glowing. I feel so abundant. I feel so happy and joyful, and I feel so alive and refreshed. And I started to reflect on, why do you think this is all of a sudden like happened? And I realized slowly in the last few weeks, since I hadn't been feeling great, I decided to do a number of things to find myself again, to feel back into myself. And I thought that would be just a good reminder for you all to hear those sorts of things that help us come back to ourselves. And it's simple, it's what we all know, but at the end of the day, it's like, this is, you can only really fix yourself. Not that I was broken, but no one's broken, but it's like, you can only heal yourself. You can't rely on somebody else to make you happy, to find you, to bring you back to yourself. Only you can do that. And so from doing the things that made me feel good, that's how I feel where I am now. You know what I mean? That's how I've got to this point, where I feel so much better and alive. And there's a number of external factors that have contributed as well, but ultimately you have to start with yourself to become open and magnetic to those external things too. So that's the whole point of it. Plus, the real factor is, I think everyone was really just saying I was glowing because I got a spray tan at Spray Studio last week, and yeah, I looked on fire. So that was probably really what they meant, but I felt more like I was glowing from the inside out. But anyway, shout out to Spray Studio. If you haven't been there yet and you're on East Gippsland local, or even anywhere in Gippsland, it is worth the journey to Bairnsdale to go and use their Spray Studio. It is an automatic, contactless, 24/7 tanning booth, and it is unreal. Like, it is perfect. It's fully even. The setup is beautiful. It is amazing. And I actually designed the branding and the website for Spray Studio. And there's some exciting more things to come. So stay tuned. You guys need to be going and following them. And yeah, 100% go and check it out. Especially as we're coming into spring, we've got events, we've got weddings, we've got, you know, presentation nights, all that sort of stuff. Go in there, get yourself a spray tan, take a group of gals. It is such a cool thing to experience. And now that I've had one again, I'm just like, shit, I'm probably going to get a membership ready for summer, because the convenience is so easy, especially like, I'm a single gal, you know, I don't have someone to tan my back for me. I live by myself. So it's really convenient. So yeah, that was probably really why everyone thought I was glowing. And you know, that's a part of self-love as well, as doing things like that, that, you know, sometimes you just need a spray tan and it'll fix everything. So that is a huge part of a glow up, literally. But yeah, let me talk you through a bit of a life update. So last week we did a Q&A practice episode because I was speaking at a conference, and I just want to say, if I could go back and tell little 19-year-old Alyssa that this, in this room that you are currently standing in, presenting your portfolio to a panel of industry guests, that in 5 years' time you'll be back in this room and you'll be on a panel telling these students how you have started your own business, she would have fainted. Like, I couldn't believe the full circle moment that I was having on Wednesday. It was amazing. It was really cool. I was on a really great panel with other leaders and professionals, and we just really complimented each other. they had a number of questions pre-planned to ask each of us, and the audience got really engaged and asked lots of questions. And I was feeling super nervous, even though we had done our practice and everything. But as soon as they handed me the mic, as you can imagine, I just was like, yeah, I've got this. A girl knows how to work her way around the mic, all right? So it was awesome. It was such a cool opportunity. And oh my God, the neighbor's dog is here. Fuck off, Haggis. Honestly, can't even. Sorry, I literally just looked out the window and I was like, oh my God, I did not magnetize you today, Haggis. Okay, just block that out. So yeah, the conference was amazing. I got to catch up with my sis-in-law while I was up in Melbourne. I went and caught up with my cousin and my bestie for drinks, dinner, rooftop vibes, and I woke up in Carlton, went for a beautiful walk around the Carlton Gardens, and in that moment I was just like, I feel so main character. Like, there is something about being in Melbourne for me, and especially in a place where it just feels so anonymous and like you are so insignificant that you feel so significant all at once. And I used to live in Melbourne and I used to just not be confident. I was a baby. Like, it just wasn't me. And now I'm like, wow, I'm really Alyssa Sutherland. And I can just walk around this park feeling like I'm in a fucking movie. It's amazing. And then, yeah, I just went and had the most wholesome morning. And then I drove to Croydon on my way home and I stopped in to see my beautiful friend Yana at Oakenhaven. You guys know Yana. She was on the first episode back for season 2, and to see her shop in IRL like was amazing. I was so excited to see it, and it was her birthday as well, so it was even more special to like bring her coffee. We had cake. We just hung out for like 2 hours while people were coming in and out of her shop, and it was just so cool to see her in her element. And I just didn't want to leave. Like, I wanted to be there. It just gave me so much expander energy, and just it really filled my cup up being with her and everyone else in the shop. And just, oh, the energy was electric. And I just went and got in my car to drive home, and I just wanted to cry of how happy and abundant and expanded I'd felt from the few days I'd been in Melbourne and the people I'd been around, the things I'd done. I was like, holy shit, Alyssa, like, you are seriously on the brink of a huge glow up, a huge level up, and everything is just in the right position for you right now. And I just, my current song obsession, thanks to my bestie, is Ride by Lana Del Rey. And you just pump that when you're driving down the freeway, sunroof open, windows down. Oh my God, especially around the bridge. It's just like, I felt unstoppable. I feel unstoppable. And it is the most insane feeling ever. Comparing myself from literally just a month ago to where I feel now, is the transformation is crazy. So let me talk you through some things I've been doing in the past month to get my glow back. First things first, like I said at the start of the episode, this is things that we all already know. This isn't new. This isn't anything special. It's just a matter of, I know that this is going to make me feel good, and I'm actually going to practice this and put it into place to know that I'm going to actually reap the benefits of it. And especially for me, it's finding the things that actually I enjoy, finding the things that you get something out of, and then repeating that, because there's no point forcing yourself to do something that you dislike, you know? So you may as well find the things that you do like and that make you feel good and just practice those. You don't have to make it hard, you know? So the first thing for me that I've been really focusing on trying to do as much as I can is meditating. And I know so many people say, oh my God, I have got no patience for meditation. I've got no time to meditate. I can't be bothered. I don't know what to listen to. I find it weird. Do I have to sit there with my legs crossed? Where am I going to meditate? And you're making it way too hard. I honestly said to someone the other day, you can be driving and meditating. You can be doing the dishes and meditating. You can be out surfing and meditating. You can be literally still lying in bed with your eyes closed and meditating. There is nothing hard about it at all. It's the excuse that we use to make it up that we can't do it. I also, and I've said this before, find having a meditation app really helpful because it's at your fingertips as well. So the first thing I do is roll over in the morning, open my app, and I've got a particular one that I listen to every morning because I know the affirmations. I can pretty much recite it word for word. And every single time I do it, I have an amazing day. So it's just starting off my day amazing before I've even gotten out of bed. Tick, one thing done. The next thing is mindful movement. And like I said, it's about finding the thing that you feel good and enjoy doing. Don't make it too hard. Don't push yourself to burning point to do something. Mindful movement. What do you actually feel like doing in that moment? Don't think about what you think you should be doing. What do you feel like you should be doing? Is that getting up and going for a beautiful walk? Is that going to Pilates or doing a little mat Pilates at home? Is it just doing a little stretch, a bit of yoga? Is it getting out and pounding the pavement, going for a big run? Is it going for a surf? Is it going for a swim? Is it going to a HIIT class? Whatever it is that you know you should be getting up and doing in the morning that you feel connected to do in that moment, maybe it is, I need to choose rest today. I need to sleep in. I need more sleep. I've had a bad sleep. I'm not going to push my body to get up and move when I just know that's not the right thing. It's becoming really in touch with yourself. And for me, it is. It's like one day I do wake up and I see it's a beautiful sunrise. I'm going to go for a walk. I might drive to another beach to go for a walk on the beach and look at the lookout. I might just feel like doing a bit of Pilates that morning, or I might just do a bit of a stretch, or I might just stay in bed and I might do my exercise in the afternoon after work. Just don't be so hard on yourself, you know, but know that when you do choose to move your body, and especially in the morning, even if it's just for like half an hour, it's going to make such a difference to your day. And just think about how good you're going to feel once you've done it. Another thing that I've gotten back into, and I'm so glad that I have, is cold plunging. It's so hard. I know it is. And I really struggled because I was like doing it every couple of days back in June, which I don't even know how when we're in winter, but I stopped and it was really hard to get back into. I could barely even have a cold shower for 30 seconds. So practicing that again has made me feel so much more alive. I don't get up and do it first thing when I know it's going to be freezing. I might do it after a workout or during my lunch break, just times when I know I can actually enjoy it and push through it and I'm not going to be shaking to death afterwards. But every single time I do it, I'm like, wow, there is so many benefits to cold water therapy. And especially for your mind and your clarity and your energy. And it's like, why the hell do I not do this every single day? Because it is hard, but it is so good for you. And it makes such a difference. The next thing I've been getting back into is reading. And not just reading, but reading self-help books. I'm a big slut for a self-help book. I've read so many in my life. And sometimes I just need to go back and reread the classics because they're the ones that you just have to continue to teach your brain. This is what you need to relearn. And I'm reading one about money at the moment. And I'm just like just slowly working my way through it, not rushing it. And it's been really refreshing to read a book that's quite more educational and challenging my mind rather than just reading a bit of a smutty book. Like I know that some people read to just like to disconnect from the world and I agree. But at the moment for me, the thing that's actually been working better for me is to read educational books and something that I find relatable because I'm trying to expand, I'm trying to grow, I'm trying to, you know, change my mindset again. So choosing to pick up a self-help book and read a chapter of that a day is what's actually making such a difference in my mind and the way I'm showing up. And instead of like reading something to just like numb out and disconnect, I want to connect. So I'm choosing that. And I've found it really beneficial. Another thing is putting myself out there a bit more, networking, socializing, challenging myself to connect. Connection is a big thing that's helped me in the last month. Because like I said earlier, when I don't feel great, I want to disconnect. I want to isolate. I just want to work it out for myself and push through it. But the thing that's been so helpful for me in the last month is being able to have people around me and that I can really connect with and that can just really be supporting me. And they don't have to do much. It's just knowing that they are genuinely there for me and care for me. And that to me is priceless. You cannot put money on that. You cannot put money on friendships that mean that much to you and that are that there for you, and especially family as well. And just, I've just made so many amazing networks and continue to. And yeah, just having those people that in your life that I'm just look, I just feel so lucky to have, you know, there's so many right now, and I just, they're making all the difference. But at the same time, there's been some people that I feel whose energy hasn't been the greatest to be around, and it doesn't fill me up. It can be draining. It can be sometimes what I have to step away from. And yeah, it's sometimes I want to isolate because there's some people that I want to isolate from, and that's okay. You have to do it sometimes when you're going through things on your own, when you need to just be around the things that fill you up, not the things that are going to bring you back down. So again, it's hard to step away from people that aren't fully right there for you, but you've got to think of yourself at the end of the day. You've got to be a little bit selfish. So yeah, that whole networking, connecting has been really big for me. And it's especially on the weekends when I've been working from home all week by myself, which is fine. I'm so used to that. I love that. I get it done. But then I get to the weekend and I just kind of want to chill and do nothing and see no one. But it's that's exactly when I need to be like, Alyssa, you need to get out of the house. You need to go and see people that you can talk to and you can ask them what they're up to, and you just need connection. We need other humans in our life, and they're there for you for a reason, you know. If an opportunity comes up, fucking get yourself out the door and go there. You know, what are you staying at home for? Life's too short. And it doesn't mean you have to go out partying and socializing every weekend and drinking. Like, I've barely been drinking the last few months. I've went through dry July, you know what I mean? Another probably great benefit to helping me get through what I was going through last month. So it's not always about that. And when I say socializing, I mean literally just hanging out with a friend, going to Pilates, getting a coffee, going out for brekkie, going shopping, doing something that you just feel good doing with a good person. And yeah, just running into people in the street that you can actually have a conversation with, not just like hiding away from people, you know. Put yourself out there, have conversations, because you always walk away feeling, well, hopefully you'll always walk away feeling good after connecting with somebody. So that's been a big help for me. And similar to that is like, yeah, rebuilding on those aligned connections. If you have to jig your life to the people that you want to spend more time with, it's okay too. It's okay to step away. It's okay to realign. And if you just want to focus your energy on particular people and hang out with them repetitively, and they want to hang out with you, then amazing. You know, like, focus on the people that focus on you. That's so important. And when something's not aligned, you need to step away from it. And when the energy isn't reciprocated, you need to step away from it. But you can tell when there's people in your life that you literally, like, I have someone in my life right now, and we literally say to each other, oh my God, I feel so good talking to you, and I feel so good from after seeing you. And it's like that feeling is second to none. Like, you just want those sorts of connections in your life. Like, I said one person, but like, it's so potent throughout my life. I have so many connections like that, and I'm feeling so grateful for that. Not only just also building on these connections, but being really vocal, like I just said, when you can actually say to someone, oh my God, I really enjoy spending time with you. I really enjoy talking to you. You just fill my cup up. We vibe, we get along. It doesn't feel like dramatic. It feels easy. It feels flowy. We're aligned. Like, using your words as well, it goes such a long way. I'm such a words of affirmation person. So like, I love to vocalize that. Sometimes I forget to, because it's like I'm thinking it and I just need to vocalize it. But it means so much to me when people vocalize that towards me. I'm just like, oh my God, you really enjoy being around my energy. I enjoy being around yours. Like, that can just make someone's day. It really can. So it's super special to just use your words and express your feelings to those around you when they genuinely make you feel good, because that is the best feeling in the world, hearing that. Next thing I've been doing is a bit of spring cleaning, and it's like that whole energy clearing when we're literally about to step into spring. And I think that's what's helped make room for more. And this can be simple as in like literally just cleaning out your clothes in your wardrobe. Like I've been doing that and like making peace with clothes that don't fit you. Oh my God, just get rid of them. They're not even on trend anymore. Just get rid of them. So I've had a huge wardrobe cull and it's like made me feel good because I'm like, you know what? I am so like done with sizing and worrying about the number on the tag. And it's just like, oh my God, just get something that makes you fucking look good, girl. Do not try and put yourself into a size bracket because as soon as you do, you're never going to feel good in yourself. And finding brands and clothes that look good on your body and make you feel good. So for me, it's like been making room for that, making room to be able to buy more clothes that make me feel good and getting rid of the ones that don't. So that's a huge energy clearing. And also my parents are amazing. They came down the other weekend and like had this massive clean out, like literally like in our garden and landscaping, but they cleaned out our back sunroom, which is kind of like our indoor shed because of all the renos we've been doing. And it has just opened up the room and it's just made space for me to be in there. And that's my new office now. It's like my little studio. I've got my desk set up in there. I've got my yoga mat. Like I do my Pilates out there. It's like the sun is beaming in. The energy is so nice in there. I'm looking out at the pool, hence the lunchtime cold plunges. Like the vibes are just immaculate. And that was literally by them just cleaning that space out, making room for the energy to be new and fresh. And especially as we're about to come into spring, this is an amazing time to do that. Literally, you've got to create the void to open up for more. So spring cleaning, detoxing, cleaning your house, getting rid of stuff that doesn't, like you don't need anymore. Game changing. Prioritizing putting effort into my appearance. Now, you guys might know if you follow me on AS Interior, I've been doing like a funky fit Friday trend, and it's literally Friday today as I'm recording. So, you know, that's been something that's kept me accountable at least one day each week to put super effort into my appearance and to my outfit, to be eccentric, eclectic, play with color, and, you know, change things up in the way I present myself. I've been putting more energy into like the way I style my hair. I've been in a bit of a slick era, which makes me feel like a bit more professional and put together, you know, putting my makeup on and making it feel nice and yeah, putting effort into my appearance. No matter if I'm going to do a surf check or go get a coffee or go to a meeting or work from home, like dressing up and taking myself seriously. And you know what? Like it's what makes me feel good. It doesn't mean you have to do it. It's just what I know. I show up better when I take care of myself and look after the way I look. Because if I'm, you know, slobbing around in my PJs all day working from home, I just don't have the same energy. It's just a given for me. And I'm not saying I don't have days like that. I 100% do. There's days I am in bed after 9 a.m. when I should be working. Full transparency. But in order to have this glow up that I've had, it has been a big factor for me is taking care of the way I look. And it's not for anyone else. I don't care who sees me or who doesn't see me that day. Like I said, I do it even if I'm working from home. It's for me because I look at myself and I'm like, wow, damn girl, you are slaying today. Love the outfit, love the hair, love the makeup, love the jewelry, you know? I just feel fucking good. And you know what? You never know who's going to knock on your door at the end of the day. But it's about choosing to look good for you and how that shifts your energy and the way you show up. And I need to show up every day for myself and my business, even when I'm working from home. So that's been a huge one for me. Moving on, the next sort of ones I'm going to tie together is focusing less on rushing and where I need to be and what I need to be doing. Like I'm holistic. I get things done in the divine timing when it works out. So it's a matter of balancing my day of like, okay, I need to sort of start my day feeling good. So I'm going to go somewhere that is going to ground me, whether that is going for a walk, going to the beach, going to the surf lookout, going to get a coffee, seeing my beautiful barista Glenda, like whoever it is that you need to go and like catch up with in the morning or do or go or see to ground you and like bring you peace, and changing up your surroundings, go somewhere new and stopping, reflecting and pausing and be more present within your day. 100%, I've been trying to do that every single day. Go somewhere, go by the water, just get out and see the real world, you know? It helps me so much. And time is a luxury. And for me to be able to say, yes, I have had time to be less rushed and not focus on being here, there, everywhere, has been able to bring me more abundance. And I can only say it is because it's that flow state that you put yourself into. If you're constantly hustling and chasing, you're never going to be in that flow state to receive. So just going with the flow of life and letting the opportunities just magnetize to you. It's honestly, it's the way it works. It's that whole like law of detaching to attract. It's amazing. And yeah, just the self-care in general, like if you tie all those things together and summarize it, self-care is ultimately the way we glow up from the inside out. Whether that is making sure you're drinking enough water, exercising, journaling, meditating, communicating, connecting, whatever you need to do what you know makes you feel good at the end of the day. And it might be different to what I've just told you, but come back to that. Come back to yourself and find what brings you peace and the rituals within your day that make you feel good, whether that's listening to podcasts or putting on incense or playing your record player when you're getting ready for the day, you know, moving your body, dancing around the kitchen, just and not taking life so seriously. I think that's a huge thing actually for me also is I've just had fun. Nothing is that deep. Nothing is that scary. Nothing is that serious. It's all just a game. We're just having fun. And when you operate from that perspective as well, again, the abundance comes through because it's just like, oh, it's playful energy. It's good energy. Nothing feels scary. Nothing feels too serious. And it's just like, you can just feel so good and you can connect really easily with people around you because you're all just in this joyful state. And it's amazing. Anyway, but this week I've got a facial booked in and I'm so looking forward to that because that again is a time where I can just relax and just be present and just do something nice for myself. And it is just such a luxury feeling. Oh my God, it's so beautiful. Love that I've gotten into facials after doing my self-care challenge. And yeah, I'm just, like I said, it's finding those things that make you feel good and just repeating them because over and over, the more you do it, the better you feel. And here we are. We're in our glow-up era and I feel amazing. And this is just me mainly talking about my personal life. So if this is all the things I'm doing in my personal life, you can only just imagine how that is making me show up in my work and in my business and in my professional life. So that's the ripple effect it has. And then of course, with the friendships and the relationships and the connections that I'm building, like it all goes hand in hand, you know, but it starts with you. So like I said, it's okay to take some time to be a little bit selfish so that you can then become your most selfless, most overflowing, joyful self that pours into others and that gets to connect and magnetize the most aligned people and opportunities around you and into your life. Anyway, sending you all lots of love. I hope you take some inspo from this and if it's your reminder to start your little glow up journey as we enter into spring. And yeah, I love you all so much and thank you so, so much for all your constant support. Without you all, I wouldn't be here and I wouldn't be doing this and I wouldn't be able to share my experience and my journey through all my walks of life. So thank you for giving me the space to share this with you. I'm so, so grateful. Let's finish with a quote of the day that has been my background on my phone for like the last few weeks. And it is rich in wealth, rich in health, and rich in love.